Hi, I'm Farshid Amir Abdullahian. I'm a professor of human-robot interaction at the University of Hertfordshire. And I have been involved in research that focuses on assistive and rehabilitation technology. And at the University of Hertfordshire, I've been doing this for about 12 years. And in my career, I've been doing this for about 22 years or so. The project that I'm speaking about today is the Caspar Explain project. And it is funded by the TAS Hub as a pump priming project. The TAS Hub's main remit is the focus on trustworthy autonomous systems. Here we consider the issues of trust and how we can look at autonomous systems and try to increase the trust in the technology. As we go into future, these technologies are potentially becoming the main pillars of our lives, and we need to make sure that we develop them in a way that they are acceptable and they are trustworthy. So the TAS Hub funds these pump priming projects in different areas and different disciplines, and in the case of Caspar Explains project, this is within the discipline of education for children with special needs. Caspar is a humanoid robot that we use at the university, and it is used within the education for autism children, so children with autism. And the way that we use the robot is to use it as an interactive tool that will help the teacher within the education curriculum. And the robot is basically a mediator, a mediator between the teacher and the child. And how it works is that it provides interaction. Now, children with autism are often a little bit scared of the social interaction and different aspects of social interaction. So this could be touching other children, or being touched by children, or making eye contact, or being able to follow turn taking. And in the case of the Caspar Explain project, we are focusing on one of these areas of weakness, which is the area of causality. So children do not see the causal relationship between doing something and an effect that will happen as a result of what they do. So an example I can give you on this area is a real example from a real education scenario, is where a child slaps Caspar robot in the face, and the Caspar robot would recoil away and says, "Ow, you hurted me." And the child, even though having heard Caspar has said, you hurt me, will ask the teacher, "So why did Caspar do that?" And the teacher will provide the explanation being, "Well, you see, you hurted Caspar. Caspar turned the face away. So if you wanted to look back at you, you could probably caress Caspar, have a soft touch, and Caspar will look back at you." And this explanation is enough for the child to follow the next step and provide the more positive type of interaction for Caspar to look back. So what we envisage for this project is that this type of causal coaching, coaching on the cause and effect relationships, are an important part of gaining trust of the interaction. So what we are trying to do within the project is to see if we could get robot to provide this causal information in a way that not only the children, but also the parents and the teacher will understand. So the teachers will, of course, have a different type of explanation they need. The child will have a different level of explanation with their own language, with their own understanding, and the parents will have a different level of explanation. So what we do in the project is to then look at all of this type of explanations that our mediators provide to the children and see how much of this explanation a robot can actually pick up and how much of this explanation a robot can deliver to the child, and then whether that explanation is acceptable and creates extra trust.
There are lots of disciplines. Can you tell us about the multidisciplinary aspect of this? How many different fields are involved?
So in this type of project, normally a whole range of people get involved. So we start from children and their parents. So we have the main end users, but then we have schools with special needs expertise, so they know exactly what the requirements for education for the children are. And then we come into the university, where at the university we have ourselves, which are expert in robotic and human robot interaction, but also we have people with a background in psychology, and we have people with background in education. For the purpose of this project, we also have to have people from outside our region. So we have, for Caspar to be able to provide this explanation, it needs to have some degree of being able to know these causal relationships itself. So we partner with researchers in King's College, and there is a Professor Mousavi and Dr. Chokler, that they are both interested in how we can come up with explanations that are acceptable, and how we could come up with these explanations that can go through a verification process to become more and more acceptable and more trustworthy. So we take knowledge from outside our own circle within this project, and that's our partners and our collaborators.
Can you tell us about your industry partners and any institutions you're working with then?
The main driver behind the project would be the University of Hertfordshire, and we partner with a local school in our neighbourhood in the area of Hatfield, which is Garston Manor. And this is a school for children with a special need, especially in autism. And then our partners within the project are they're colleagues from King's College London, Professor Musavi and Dr. Chakler. And there is a company in Canada who is the commercialization branch of our Casper robot, CompuSalt. And they are involved in taking whatever we produce and then trying to put that into what becomes a product. We have this hypothesis that if we provide these explanations to children and to the parents, then we hopefully can prolong and make the interaction more meaningful. And if we can do that, then by making the interaction more meaningful, we hope that this will create more trust in the technology. And if we are successful in this domain, then hopefully the type of learning we take from this project can be then taken in other areas of robotic for human interaction. You know, and this could be in industrial areas, or it could be in the education areas, or this.
Professor, thanks ever so much for speaking to us, and we wish you all the best of luck with your project.
Thank you so much. Thank you for your time.
To find out more about events or funding opportunities, and to see all of the current research projects and activities, visit the TAS Hub website at tas.ac.uk, or follow us on Twitter at TAS_Hub.